Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You really do want to believe that. I mean, if you only have a couple of people, let's be honest, in your life that you can truly 100% trust, and you want to believe one of those people is your best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to believe that your wife is safe around your best friend. Well, we're going to call Burt Show listener Lisa here, and she's got herself in a situation with her husband and her husband's best friend, and she has just thrown all three of them back, and she wants to get Burt Show community help. So let me give phone number out first here, 404-741-1005. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. How are you? Kind of feeling bummed for you.
Yes. It's such an honor to be on your show, though.
Oh, thank you.
I love you guys.
Wow.
Was that being sarcastic?
No, I love you guys, but I'm really nervous about sharing this problem. It's nerve-wracking being on the radio.
Well, just in reading the email, I can understand how, like, just how betrayed you felt, you know?
Yes. Well, the story in a nutshell is that my husband and I have been married for 2 years, and we dated for 6, so we have a really secure relationship, and we've had a mutual best guy friend for about 5 years who was even the best man in our wedding. We were all three inseparable, and we would hang out interchangeably. I would go out with him by myself all the time.
Can I interrupt for just 1 second
here,
just for a little clarification? You said this was a mutual friend. Was this somebody?
He was both of our best friends. We met him at the same time, and we just all three clicked.
So you wouldn't say, like, your husband was a better friend and brought him into the relationship. You met him at the same time?
Yeah, we met him at the exact same time, but my husband and him kind of became just more like best buddies, and we'd go off together, and I would go off with him by myself too.
Gotcha.
When my husband traveled for work.
Okay.
So the situation is that we trusted him with our lives because of, you know, it's hard to kind of have a guy friend who won't ever hit on you, and he was somebody who never ever hit on me whatsoever. Well, a couple months ago, it was my husband's birthday, and we all three went out like normal, and this best friend had way too much to drink, so I had to drive him home, and my husband followed in his car. Well, the entire way home, out of nowhere, the best friend began to cry and the entire drive tell me how much he was in love with me. He's always been in love with me.
Uh-oh.
There would never be anybody else for him because he'll compare everyone to me, and that it killed him to watch us get married, and it should have been us because he knows we would have been happy together.
Oh, boy, such a betrayal. And this was the best man in the wedding?
Yes, he was the best man. We wouldn't have had anybody else for the best man.
And he said from day one he was in love with you?
Yes.
Well, my question is, as you've been talking, like, you've all three hung out, and I was going to ask, has he ever been in a serious relationship since you've met him? Because, I mean, odd,
right,
that he would not have bring a double date, a fourth person into your relationship. I mean, he's always hanging out with you guys.
Right. He has never had a girlfriend since I've known him. He's always kind of been just a loner, and I think that he comes across way too needy to girls. So he's just never been able to get a girlfriend.
And he never at any time over the last 2 years gave you any indication at all that he was attracted to you?
Never. I swear he never did anything inappropriate ever.
Outwardly.
No, I never saw any signals, right. And I've become pretty keen to signals over the years because of other circumstances with guys. So that's why my husband really loved and trusted this person.
I don't know what the advice could be here. I mean, what can you do? I mean, it's over.
I'm curious on what happened afterwards. So you're driving his car home because he's drunk. He professes his love for you. You drop him off and drop off the car. You get in the car with your husband, and then what happens?
Well, what happened when I pulled in the driveway that made it worse is he wouldn't let me out of the car until I let him kiss me on the forehead, and I did not want him to do that. So I was arguing with him, and my husband came up to the window and said, "What's going on in here?" And that's when I jumped out of the car and got in my husband's car, and I told him everything that happened.
So the timing on this thing was almost like a soap opera where you let this guy kiss you on the forehead, and just as he does, your husband shows up to the side of the car to see it?
No, she didn't let him.
And what?
No, she did. She did let him, yeah.
What do you mean by he wouldn't let you out of the car?
He kept saying, "No, don't go yet," and he was holding my wrist.
Yeah, just that whole drunk. You've been in a situation like this. Someone's drunk, they want to talk.
It was just really awkward, and I wanted just to get out of there.
So really, what's your question then for advice? Because it seems this is going to be pretty slam dunk.
Well, my question is it's kind of twofold. I want to know if my reaction's normal, because now I just can't even face him at all. And my other question is my husband's reaction normal? Because he just keeps telling me to get over it. I'm overreacting. He just had too much to drink, and it was just the alcohol talking, which I don't believe that.
You told him everything that happened between the two of you?
Yes.
Okay.
And your husband said this is not a big deal, just get over it?
Yes, and I don't know if that's normal for men to do that. No. I don't understand that one.
Wouldn't be normal in my house. No, that's it.
So he's really in denial about his best friend.
Yes, and they've hung out since, but I refused to be involved in that. And the best friend invited himself over to our house, and so I ran and hid in the bathroom, which I know is childish, but I just couldn't bring myself to face him since the ordeal.
All right, the one thing I want to focus on here, because we're going to need some kind of focus here, 404-741-1005, is the husband's reaction to all this. Because in this whole complicated relationship, that to me seems like the strangest part of the whole thing, that he's saying, not a big deal. Let's keep hanging out with him. He was drunk, not his true feelings. That just seems a little off to me.
Right.
I understand why you would feel uneasy. It seems a little dramatic to run into a bathroom and not want to see him.
I can understand it.
But I can understand it.
I think running into the bathroom is probably, I think she just got out of the room that he was in, which, happened to be a bathroom, and she got under the tub and covered herself in towels. I think that's okay.
Now, your husband, I want to fast forward here and take a peek at the future here, okay?
Okay.
Let's just say something crazy. Let's just say it totally, totally out of the box thinking here, that you end up falling in love with the best friend, okay? Now, I want to put you in the situation of your husband telling his friends why he lost his wife. They're all going to go, "You're a moron for keeping the guy around in the first place."
Mm-hmm. Right.
He gave you all the warning signs years ago, and the fact that she fell in love with him is only your fault for keeping the guy around.
Right. And one of the problems is the best friend has never acknowledged that this even happened, and that would help me if he would acknowledge it.
Well, of course not. Now he's sober. He couldn't acknowledge it when he was sober before, you expect it to change now?
No way. I could never look at a friend of mine the same way.
Me neither. It's over. Hey, Tanya.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I just wanted to drive home, again, the alcohol point. Mm-hmm. He probably wouldn't have come on to her had he not, been intoxicated. And what I want to know is why did the wife drive him home and not the husband?
That's a legitimate question. Why were you driving him home?
Because my husband had his work truck there, and so he was following me in his work vehicle, and he didn't want me to have to drive it.
The problem I have in my mind is just that I can't believe that the conversation didn't come up between you and your husband about the fact that here's your best friend that only hangs out with you, and there was no... I know that in a relationship, if we were hanging out with just one person all the time, we would question, why aren't they dating anybody?
You know, like, why are they always hanging out with us? Why don't, you know, like, we would encourage them.
Did they ever bring a fourth, did he ever bring a fourth person, like, to do a double date, ever?
No, never.
See, okay. I can't
That's
get
a flag
over that.
To you.
Yeah, it's a flag to me.
Hey, Can Sean, you're on the Burt Show on all the hits Q100.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You know, I've been that drunk guy before where you just, you know, he has to have a lot of respect for your relationship because, I mean, being the best man at your wedding and all this time he's never said anything. And then in this moment of weakness, he, you know, he reveals his feelings for you. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because...
Would you trust him around your wife, though?
And he knows he was rejected, so he's not going to bring it up again.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If you brought it up to him and kind of reassured him that he's not an idiot for feeling the way that he is, but let him know that...
What? Why are you guys trying to comfort this guy?
Because the guy that just called, he was that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't... Now, here's the question. Two things. One... When you drink that much, what happens? Are your like, not standards lowered, but are your...
It's the inhibition thing. Like,
are your inhibitions lowered, or are your true feelings coming out?
Your true feelings are coming out. If Jen and I, or Melissa and I, go out and we get really drunk, at no point in the night am I going to say to them, I have always loved you. Because I don't.
Right. Okay? But you would tell us maybe secrets or something that you normally wouldn't share.
That could happen, for
because
sure.
Because it would be like something that, you know, oh my God, I've been meaning to tell you this, or I've been afraid to tell you this, but it's something that's truthful that you're revealing.
Yeah. If I am sloppy drunk, I'm still not going to sleep with a man. Okay, I mean the thing is, don't create.
Say that
it doesn't.
Come on.
It doesn't create something that wasn't already there. I mean, we've all been in the situations, but usually if I've confessed my love to somebody, it's like to an ex-girlfriend or to someone I am dating, or you know, it's never somebody who I never had feelings for.
Right.
And then the second thing I was going to say is, and this might be way too soap opera, you know, like 1980s Dallas Dynasty, Falcon Crest type
General Hospital
twist. Yeah, but let me ask you this. Is there any chance, and I'm asking in the room, I'm not asking the Lisa on the phone, is there any chance that there's something going on between the husband and the best friend so that when this comes up from the woman, the husband and the husband's like, no, he doesn't love you because he loves me.
I don't know. It's a little
far-fetched. That's a little too far-fetched.
I don't know.
Is it?
Hey, Lisa, all the other calls on the line are basically saying you can't use the alcohol as the excuse.
Absolutely.
This is the guy's.
Not.
Hey,
right.
Melissa?
Yes?
Yes.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I just cannot believe that this people are calling in saying this is all based on alcohol.
Uh-huh. Right.
I was in this exact same situation.
Really?
My husband's best friend and his wife used to come to our house. We spent weekends with them every weekend. We were the couple that always hung out. They were at our house one time for a Super Bowl party. The husband was rubbing on me, touching me, in a very inappropriately. When they left, I said something to my husband. He said, oh, drinking, he didn't mean it.
Oh,
you
come
took late tomorrow and apologize. The next day, the guy called me, and he was like, look, I'm embarrassed. You know, it shouldn't happen. I crossed the line. I said, you know what? It's fine. I understand. You know, we were all drinking. And he said, you know, but you sure did feel good.
No.
I didn't tell my husband. I thought it would go away. I said, I told him then it was inappropriate. Then he would try to get me alone at his house or my house. And I finally got to the point where I didn't want to be alone with him.
Right. Yeah.
And my husband went out of town, and the guy knew. And he showed up at my house drunk, trying to get in, telling me he was in love with me. He was going to leave his wife. And come to find out, the guy had been having an affair with another girl in another state.
Right, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
This guy, I mean,
that was just because of the alcohol.
I mean, like, if this guy was just attracted to her and one night he got drunk and said, you know what, but he said he was in love with her. And the fact that he's never dated anybody, he's never brought a date to them. He has been jealous of this guy's life this whole time. He has wanted her for a long time. He is in love with her. And I don't know many men who'll say they're in love with somebody sober, let alone when they get drunk.
Right.
And so, I mean, this is pretty serious.
Like, I could almost, I mean, in my house, the relationship with this guy would be done, but I'm just trying to think a little bit bigger than that. Like, if he didn't say the words, I love you, and he just, like, put his hands on you or tried to kiss you, and then the next morning said, look, it was the alcohol, then maybe somehow, some way, I could see how your husband would be like, he was just being an idiot. But the whole, I have loved you from day one, No, sir.
Well, and you almost feel bad for the guy. And I, the only reason I say this is because of that scene in Love Actually that we were talking about earlier when we were prefacing Lisa's story. There is a scene in that movie, if you've ever seen it, it's Keira Knightley, and she, you know, is in love, gets married, and the best man in the whole, you know, in the whole scenario, you know, is filming the wedding, and he doesn't show her the wedding video because it's all of her, and it's him being in love with her and zooming in. And finally, at the end of the movie, he tells her he's in love with her, but that he will never, you know, that he'll never tell her again. It was just one of those things. And at the end of that movie, you feel bad for the guy. So I almost feel some sympathy for your husband's friend because he is, it's unrequited love. He will never, he will never get in response what he feels for you. But I cannot understand your husband being in denial of the entire thing.
Being okay with it.
Yeah. It's, you gotta let this guy go.
Should I approach him about what happened and confront him on it? And
so what else do you plan to do?
I think you approach your husband and you say, look, I got to be honest with you. It bothers me that you're not more bothered by a man who has the potential of being alone with me in the future, professing his love since day one to me.
You know what the bottom line here is also, is if you tell your husband you're not comfortable around this guy, then your husband, as your husband, has to respect that and say, okay, my priorities are my wife. I got to protect the family here. Bye-bye.
If, if I'm with a girlfriend and a friend comes over and she goes running into the bathroom and locks the door, I mean, I think as a girlfriend, it is my responsibility to figure out why and make sure that doesn't happen again, you know?
Right.
And I think if you guys approach the friend, you have to do it as a couple.
Like
if
that's a good idea.
I think if you're going to sit down and talk to him, you guys have to be the united front.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that one.
But your husband, you got to talk to your husband ahead
first,
of time because you can't go in there on a united front and you be 100% and your husband be at like 60.
Right.
It's got to be 200% from both of you. And you just say, I'm sorry, you've been a great friend. You've been a really great friend. But this is now really awkward for us. So, and you phrase it like, so I think we're going to have to take a break of being friends, and then it'll just fizzle out.
Right, I can never hang out with him alone ever again.
No, no. Absolutely not.
Wow.
No.
I'm sorry you're going through this. God, that's like, you feel like you have this, like, bubble going on. It just burst.
Terrible. Terrible.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you got to call us in a couple of weeks and let us know how this all works out, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
You
bye
too,
now.
Lisa.
Bye.
Oh, that sucks.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I need some honesty. Some honesty from parents. I want to know if you guys have ever had a true-to-life Home Alone experience. Luckily, it wasn't with my boy Hayden. He's 2 years old. This was with the dog. We went down to Charleston for Thanksgiving, and we brought the dog, and we met our family down there and everything. And you know that there's this panic that comes over you when you got to hit the road on a day that's a busy travel day around the country when you know there's going to be other people on the roads, right? You want to get out of there as early as you can.
Right.
So it's like 9 o'clock, and we're starting to panic already because we know we're going to hit traffic all the way from Charleston back to Atlanta. So rushing, running around, trying to get the baby, get all the baby stuff, get the dog stuff, let the dog out to go to the bathroom before we get in the car because it's going to be 5 hours in the car.
Right.
All right, so we all pile in the car finally. We get going, and we're about 200 yards down the road when I look in the rearview mirror, and there's my dog in the middle of the road, like looking back like, how about me, y'all?
Oh, no.
No.
Poor guy.
No, I mean, it was only like, honestly, it was only like 150 yards, and I could still see him in the back. But, I mean, we were this close to leaving our dog behind in Charleston. So I want to know, is there anybody listening that's ever left an animal behind, or even worse yet, has honestly ever left the house without your kid? You got on the road, and you realized, however far you are on the road, oh, my God, we forgot our child back at the house.
Still traumatizing for my sister. It wasn't my parents that did it, but she was on a field trip with, like, a church group or something. They had two buses, and they were at a rest stop, like, I mean, hundreds of miles from our hometown and hundreds of miles from the destination. They were going about midway, and one bus thought she was on the other one, vice versa, and so my sister was left at the rest stop.
Oh,
and she had to call, and they made it to the destination, so the buses didn't come back to pick her up. She had to call my father, who had to drive the 100 or so miles to go pick up my sister at the rest stop.
100.
And she sat in the, you know, the patrolman's office of that rest area and sat and watched TV for a couple hours till my father was able to get there.
They were gone hours before he realized it.
Well, yeah. And isn't that awful?
Unreal.
404-741-1005.
I witnessed this last week at, I work at a restaurant in addition to this job, and on Friday, Black Friday at the mall, this family came in. There was about a party, it was a party of 18, and they had like 9 kids with them. Halfway through the meal, somebody said, well, what did little Tommy order? And everybody looks around, where's little Tommy? They had left him at another mall when they had gone to get pictures with Santa.
Oh, God.
They left him at the mall on Black Friday, where all the people are, and they didn't realize it till halfway through the meal.
Oh, no. So they went, they drove to another mall, went in the mall, went up to have a meal. And then halfway through the meal, they realized
that little Tommy was missing.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's not funny, but it's, I'm assuming he's
first
okay.
First thing I did was laugh. I felt bad, but they found him. Everything was fine. Oh, he was sitting at the fountain just waiting for them.
Panic, man.
Oh,
he was like 8 years old. I know. It was sad.
Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I had 2 kids at the time and an infant, and we were driving from Vermont to Houston, and we had 2 vehicles. And my husband and I were switching the kids, the boys, off between cars because of entertainment purposes.
Right.
And we pulled into a gas station, and the boys were arguing about who was going to go with who. And I thought we had it all cleared up, and we're driving down the road. My husband thought that my middle son, Nathan, who was 2 at the time, was in my car. I thought he was in his car. He was in the gas station about 4 miles back. I looked up and I saw in the truck that there was only 1 little boy head. And so I started flashing the lights. Husband didn't see it. Ended up having to honk, pull over, and run up there. And there's no child in the car. There's only 1 little boy.
Oh, the panic.
Oh, my God. He's 2.
So he's back there with those people. You know those gas stations on the side of the road when you're traveling in the middle of nowhere where the people have no teeth?
Those gas station people.
Yes.
That sit in the chairs, leaned up against the outside wall, and whittle.
This look on his face, it was absolutely horrible.
It would take years to start laughing about it because you're probably so freaked out.
But it's the 2-car thing. The same with my sister. I mean, like, and you're in a rush, just like Bert said. If you're in a rush to get back on the road and you have 2 cars, man.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
This is Lauren. I had an experience like this once. It was actually my best friend's parents. We had gone out to Colorado on a family vacation, and we had stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom, and they left her in the bathroom. And we had the 2-car thing again with the CB radios, and we get about 100 miles down the road, and they look at me, and they're like, where's Brandy? And I was like, I don't know. I thought she was in the other car. And they radio the other car, and she's not there. And then they have to figure out what gas station it was that they had left her at 100 miles back down the road.
Yeah,
it's the 2-car thing, the 2-car theory again.
Yeah, miscommunication between cars.
That's Breaker 19. You got a little dumpling in there with you or no?
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this did not happen directly to me, but my very best friend gave birth to my godson in New Jersey in January.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was approximately 2 months old, she was getting him ready to take him for his doctor checkup, whatever thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the car all ready, had him in the little carrier thing, goes outside, sets him up on the hood of the car, gets the seat ready, everything, or on the roof of the car, rather. gets in the car, puts on her seatbelt, cranks it up, puts it in reverse, and turns around to look out the back windshield and realizes that he's not in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
Left him on the roof of the car in the carrier.
Oh my God.
Needless to say, that's how we gave her the nickname Ding Dong, because she is completely dingy.
You'd be completely panicked. As a parent, you'd be like, what kind of parent am I? You know?
Oh, exactly. And in New Jersey in January, can you imagine?
The cold on the hood. The cold on the hood of a car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Thank you.
That'll happen.
Thank God she didn't drive off. That's like, what's the jackass?
Punks or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
they do. They did one of those where they had a fake baby on the top of the roof. But, oh, my God, the
people
real
were
thing?
Trying to flag down the car, and they were yelling at the guy. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, thank you.
Good. Well, when I was 16, I took a trip with my Spanish class to Spain, Madrid, Spain. And on the way back, we were all supposed to meet the taxis downstairs. And I was stuck in the, I was in the room packing. And I went down and all the taxis were gone. They'd already taken off to the airport.
Now, did they leave Spain without you?
No, they were at the airport, and my teacher, he realized that I wasn't there. They also
needed
one of the taxis.
You're damn lucky they didn't leave Spain without you.
See, I hardly had any money left.
All these youth group trips, this will make you never want to be a chaperone on one of those things.
Well, you just have to really be careful, because if there is more than one vehicle, you just assume if you don't see them, they're in the other car, and they're not. They're somewhere else.
Joyce, last call. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Parents went to a party and laid me on the bed, and everyone proceeded to lay their coats on me, and when they had a little too much to drink, went home and had to call them and say, you forgot your baby.
As people started to pick up their coats, they're like, there's a baby under here.
Right.
Oh,
who's the first moron that threw their coat over you?
I have no idea.
Oh, thank you for coming. That's great. Beautiful.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.